World's on fire. Our culture is disintegrating.
Hey, pass the salt.
It's time. Hey, you, pass the salt.
You know what, why it's disintegrating? Because we're jellyfish.
Pass the salt, will you?
Pass the salt.
Pass the salt, amigo.
It's time.
I think they could give us a new name. I believe we are Evan Jellyfish.
Hey, will you pass the salt?
Pass the salt.
We need salt over here.
It's time for Pass the Salt.
But we like to share the gospel without any backbone to it, see?
The views, opinions, and seemingly outrageous comments expressed in this program are based on the Holy Spirit leading of a man called Coach.
I gotta ask you this out there, Christian America.
It's time for Pass the Salt with a Coach, Dave Dobenmeyer.
Says who? That's kind of where I am this morning. Appreciate you all joining with us. This is going to be a little bit different. You know, it's pretty amazing. I look right here, Spencer. It's what, 2,573? Is that what it is? We have done 2,573 shows according to my charts. Is that what you see? Yep, 2,573. Now, if you divide that by 52, no, how would you divide it? You divide it by 5. 50. I don't know how we've been doing this a while. Okay. And although our central theme tends to kind of remain the same, as Rush Limbaugh would say, a relentless pursuit of the truth. You have to admit, you never know where we're going, never know where we're going to go. And the older I get, the longer I'm around, the more I know that so much of what they've taught us simply is not true. And we were talking a little bit here in the pre-show before we got going. I was barking a little bit at the Dr. Paul Goslin. Paul, I appreciate you getting up every morning and coming in here. And I just said in the medical field, my wife sometimes will say to me, "Well, honey, maybe you need to go to the doctor." And you know what my reaction is? That's the last place I want to go. It's the last place I want to go. Because what are they going to do? They're going to give me pharmaceuticals. They're going to look at a chart, and the chart tells you to do this, and so they do that, and then all of a sudden they got this new thing out that's called what do they call that? Natural medicine, naturopath, right? Say, oh yeah, all that medicine, all those pills, and all that stuff. You don't have to take all that stuff because the body has a way of healing itself. Nature is a natural way to do it. And so you get into food supplements or natural foods or all that stuff. And I just kind of ask myself all the time, I'm telling you all the time, says who? Our experts. Who are our experts? And how do we know if we can trust our experts? And somebody help me out here. Isn't it possible that, I don't care what medicine it would be, if you get a medicine and you go to Google and you look up side effects, Spencer, let's do that real quick here. Okay. Let's go. Let me think of something. Anybody know a medicine that they take? I take, what was that stuff called? Lisinopril. Look that up, Spence. Lisinopril. Lisinopril. That's a matter. There it is. Lisinopril. Okay. And then so you go under drugs, usage, side effects. And so they tell you what lisinopril is. Paul probably knows what lisinopril is. It's used alone in combination with other medications to treat high blood pressure in adults and children 6 years age. Okay. So it's a heart failure. It's a heart medicine, lisinopril, right? But if you take lisinopril, you have to be really, really careful because, Spencer, if you scroll on down, it's going to give you side effects, warnings before taking this medicine, right? Right? There it is. Do not use lisinopril if you're pregnant. It can harm an unborn baby. Don't use the medicine if you have angioedema. Don't take lisinopril 36 hours before. Take medicine. Contains Entresto. If you had diabetes, don't use it, lisinopril, with any other medication. Folks, every medicine they give you screws up another part of your body. You understand that? You understand that? That you cannot take a medicine really, Paul, maybe you could help me, but you can't take a medicine that has only one side of it. You can't do it, folks. In fact, every time you put up a medicine, it will tell you the side effects. And so, before taking this medicine, you ready? Right there on the chart. You should not use lisinopril if you're allergic to it or any other ACE angiotensin converting enzyme inhibitors. That's a mouthful. Anybody know what that is? Such as captopril, fosinopril, enalapril, benazepril. What's pril mean? Pril must mean something, huh? Periodontopril, quinapril, ramipril, or especially trandolapril. And we blindly take this stuff because a guy in a white suit or white jacket tells us this is best for this thing that's going on in your body. Now hang on. I'm not about this show isn't about medicine. It's not about medicine. Paul's got his hand up. Go ahead, Paul. I'm telling you, you don't want to go away. You better stay there. Go ahead, Paul.
You know, I always say it. If you can convince these brilliant 1%, top 1% of the 1% to be doctors, right? That's who become the doctors. That a human life in a womb is nothing but a procedure to make money from. Right, so you can convince them of anything, Coach.
That's right. Right? Paul, help me out here. Shouldn't all MDs be pro-life?
Oh, absolutely. But it's not about health. It's about death. It's a death cult sometimes, Coach.
It's about something else, isn't it, Paul? Huh? It's about something else. So I'm going to take you, folks. Because we blindly believed COVID, didn't we? Come on, let's be honest. We believed the experts. We believed the government experts. We believed the religious experts. I don't care who you are. You have what they call a worldview or perspective from which you look at things. You have a perspective. I love being around Mark Trump because he has, I don't know if I love being around you. Just kidding, Mark. Because he has a different perspective. And he'll bring up something every now and then. I think, daggone. Or how about Craig Mickle? All of a sudden, Craig Mickle gets those numbers gone. And I go, whoa. Because for the most part, when it comes to history, comes to medicine, comes to a lot of things, we just get the icing on the cake. We just get the shallow perspective. We never go deep. Why is it the Republicans don't really fight harder for the things that we believe? Well, because we just get a facade of Republicanism without really going. You with me? Because look, some of you, if you turn this show off today, you're crazy. Some of you might. But I think this is really, really important with a point that I'm trying to make. Hey, Spencer, here's the title of the show. You ready? Says who?
Good.
And everything you know and everything I know, I learned from somebody else. Everything. And everything they learned from somebody else. That's why we've got 47,000 different Christian denominations. The Bible says it. I believe it. That settles it. Okay, let me get Rochelle in here before I take off. Go ahead, Rochelle.
I just wanted to mention, you brought up lisinopril. Any of these medications that end with pril are manufactured snake venom.
That's it, man. They tried to crucify Brian Artis over that. Brian Artis said that right out front. Pril is snake venom, folks, or a copy of snake venom.
Dr. Artis is brilliant. He'll tell you, ask your doctor if snake venom is right for you. Yeah. So, it sure does slow down your blood pressure. It's poisoning you.
Yeah, unbelievable. Okay, so stay with me because I'm going to take you somewhere today that you never. All right. Spencer, pull up Genesis 1. Hey, don't go away. This ain't going to be your typical Christian show today. Just telling you. I think most of you out there could probably quote this. In the beginning, God created the heaven and the earth. Now, I don't know if you noticed this or not. There's a period there. And let me ask you this. What was the beginning? What was the beginning? Because in the beginning, the earth was without form and void, and darkness was upon the face of the deep. And then the Spirit of God moved upon the face of the waters. So in the beginning, God created the heaven and earth. Do we know when that was? Anybody know when that was? Does anybody out there have any firsthand knowledge of Christopher Columbus coming across, sailing the ocean blue? Anybody have any firsthand knowledge of that? Anybody have any firsthand knowledge of the founding of, or the landing of Plymouth Rock? Anybody have any firsthand knowledge on that? Anybody have any? No, everything we learn, including in the Bible, look, the Bible says it, I believe. Look, I'm not attacking the Bible. Please, I'm not attacking the Bible. But we have to understand that Jesus Christ himself said, Spencer, if you can find this, I'll send you $2.50. Where Jesus Christ said, himself said, if everything was written, there wouldn't be enough books to contain it. Does anybody know that he said that? Somewhere, Spencer, see if you can find it, because I don't want people to think I'm lying. He said,
that was the end of the Gospel of John.
Gospel of John? It isn't in Genesis. In the God, if all the book, there wouldn't be enough books to contain. If God's going to tell the whole story, there wouldn't be enough books, Jesus said. Which tells me that in the Bible we don't have all of it. He told us we don't have all of it. He told us that we don't have all of it, and so we have versions of it. Spencer's still trying to find it. Does anybody know where that would be? And there are so many other things which Jesus did. There it is. And there are also many other things which Jesus did, which, if they should be written, every one, I suppose that even the worlds itself could not contain the books that should be written. Where is that? Where is that, Spencer? John. That's John? That's the Gospel of John? Telling us what? You ain't got the whole story. You ain't got the whole story. Now, we can relax in that, or we can get stressed in that. The Bible, I believe the Bible. But Jesus himself said, it ain't all in there. It ain't all in there. Anybody think I'm riding down the wrong road here today? It ain't all in there. Wow. I'm going to take you someplace today. We'll take you someplace today. Hey, Spencer, if you could. In the beginning, God created the heavens and the earth, and the earth was void and without form, and darkness was upon the face of the deep. And then God spoke up. Well, what was here in the beginning? And when was the beginning? And what do we mean by the beginning? Right? I don't know. So let me give you some stuff here. Let me give you some stuff. Oh, my goodness. Okay, go to number 10. Go to number 10. I think that's the one I want. Oh, my goodness. Glenn Beck. Do I have that Glenn Beck thing? Yeah, that's it. Newark Holy Stones. Newark Holy Stones. Hey, hang on. Somebody help me out there. Can somebody tell me when the... I know you know the song, so I'm going to... When did Columbus sail the ocean blue? Does anybody know? Come on.
1492.
1492. Columbus sailed the ocean blue. Betty, you flunked. D minus today, Betty.
I did. Okay.
Columbus sailed. So in other words, there was this brand new world that nobody had ever discovered before, except when they got there were Indians there. We all know that, right? And they made friends with the Indians. So did Columbus really discover the New World? Or was the New World already there, and Columbus just happened to bump into it? It didn't like all of a sudden he went and discovered this New World and then populated it. No, it was already populated. You would all agree with me. That's not heresy, right? That's not heresy. We know it was. Did you guys know this? Okay, Newark. You guys see Newark? I'm going to take you someplace today. Stay with me. I live about 6 miles south of Newark, Licking County, called the Mound City. The Mound City. Mound. M-O-U-N-D. Why? Because this entire city, county, is flooded with mounds. Mounds that they told us that the Indians built. The Hopewell Indians built all these mounds. So look at this. The Newark Holy Stones, displayed at Johnson, at a museum in Coshocton, Ohio, were discovered in Licking County between 1860 and 1867. So they're doing this thing, and they discover the Ten Commandments, the Decalogue Stone. These stones, by the way, are still in my museum, a little museum down in Coshocton, Ohio. It's about 30 miles from here. And they find these Decalogue Stones. They find them. This isn't conjecture. They found these. Now, I was blown away when I was sitting in my house. I was in London at that time. And all of a sudden, there was Glenn Beck. Glenn Beck. See him down at the bottom there, Spencer? I don't know which one that is. The YouTube 11, I think. Now, folks, this is 13 years ago, I think. 3 minutes and 44 seconds. Hang on. Here's where I'm taking you today, okay? I'm going to take you. Look, we don't have it all. Glenn Beck, I'm sitting in London, Ohio, and I'm watching Glenn Beck on TV. He was on the Fox News. You guys all remember that? And Glenn Beck starts talking about the Newark Earthworks. Well, I grew up there, Mound City. I thought, what? Columbus sailed the ocean blue. Watch this, 3 minutes and 44 seconds. Go ahead.
Let me show you one more connection. In 1860, David Weyrich, he's a guy who surveyed the Newark Earthworks. He was digging into a mound near those earthworks, and he found a wooden coffin made of oak. They opened up the coffin.
By the way, I could take you to that earth. I could walk you to that mound where these were found. Go ahead.
And found a skeleton of a man holding a little box. It was about 8.10 inches in size. The box had been cemented shut. Here. This, by the way, is sitting in Ohio. Well, he opened up the box and he found a little man inside, a little black stone. They took it to scholars and they looked at it. The man seems to be carrying something, and there's writing here at first they couldn't recognize. The writing is, they thought in 1860, some sort of Hebrew. Well, finally, about 20 years later, they found some rabbis.
Hang on. So this is 1860. This thing has been buried. They don't know how long it's been buried, but they find it. And they find it and they get it out, and it's got a language on it, and they don't know the language. Remember, 1492, Columbus sailed the ocean blue, yada, yada, yada. Go ahead.
It's living in the area, and the rabbis looked at that, and they could read it. They said it was an old, old kind of block Hebrew, and it was a rendition of the Ten Commandments. Now, this is another piece. Block Hebrew. They said they'd never seen anything like it. Mainstream archaeologists at the time called this a hoax. But then in 1900, or just about after 1900, in Israel, they found the same block-style Hebrew writing. Mainstream archaeologists still dismissed the findings. They found it in Israel, and they found it in Ohio. But there was another stone that they found that they couldn't argue. This is the Bat Creek Stone. It was found during the course of an official Smithsonian evacuation. The Smithsonian didn't understand the meaning of the writing on the stone. They thought it was Cherokee, since it came from Cherokee country. They didn't realize that it's actually Hebrew. They had published this originally upside down. They threw it in a box at the bottom of the Smithsonian, put it in the basement. Many years later, a scholar took it out of the box, looked at it, and went, oh my gosh, it's upside down. It's Phoenician, ancient Hebrew.
Freeze it.
So what's going on here?
Buried in Jacksontown, Ohio. The hill, over the hill. 1492, Columbus sailed the ocean blue. And so we've been taught all throughout our history that there really wasn't anything going on here at all till Columbus showed up and discovered what was going on. But evidently, there was a lot going on here in the New World before what our history books tell us. Keep going.
What is that about? Where is that history? I'll show you in a few minutes, and we're going to have a conversation, and I'm going to show you some more things that the Smithsonian science, government, commerce colluded to erase. By the way, I want to thank the directors of the documentary Lost Civilizations of North America for bringing these stories to my attention. I was blown away. To find more, visit the website, LostCivilizationDVD.com.
Okay, you can stop right there, because I got to get rolling here. I got to get rolling here, okay? So, how many of you saw this? I got to find, where did I put it? Man, where did I see it? Show, no, I don't want to do that one. Show, no, no, I'm looking at what I got here. Number 11, I think. I must have been drinking this morning. That is number 11. Oh, pull up the, there it is. Pull up the pyramids, number 4. I'm sorry. Have you guys seen what's going on? Have you guys seen, Mark Trump, you out there? Have you guys seen what's going on with the pyramids? What they've discovered down inside the pyramids? Go ahead and play this a little bit. Go ahead.
I am struggling to express in words just how significant of a discovery this is. What has just been announced in relation to the pyramids at the Giza Plateau and the plateau itself is so incredible, so awe-inspiring and narrative-shattering that I have been sitting here for the last hour trying to wrap my head around the implications of what we were just told. So this is pretty much breaking news because the new findings were announced on the 16th of March at a press conference held by the team who were studying the Great Pyramid of Giza with a non-invasive technology that was first developed by Filippo Biondi and Corrado Malanga called synthetic aperture
radar Doppler. Pull that down. I'll put it in the chat. I don't want to spend all the time watching this. I'll put some stuff in the chat that you can watch, okay? Is this true or not? I'll let Mark Trump and Craig figure that out. Moderator says Snopes debunked it. Okay, so here's the point I'm trying to make. Not about this, but what was going on here in prehistory? Have we been told the truth about prehistory? In the beginning, God created the heavens and the earth. Really? Poem number 9. In the beginning. Taking you somewhere, trust but verify, Ronald Reagan told us. Number 9, prehistory. What is prehistory? Before you read this, can somebody tell me what is prehistory? In your own, in Vinny's words, what's prehistory? Nobody? Prehistory? Mark?
History before history was recorded.
History before history was recorded. That'd be quite a bit, wouldn't it? Wouldn't that be quite a bit of, they didn't have the ability to communicate. Maybe they didn't have a common language. They didn't know how to write the language. They couldn't communicate one. So there was certainly a lot going on here before they started putting it in history books. Okay. That's what I'm trying to get you to see, right? Our limitation, most of us, our limitation, we believe the biblical creation story, Adam and Eve, yada, 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 we believe all that, but we don't have the full story. So I wanted to show you here that prehistory is history before it was recorded. There was a world here before it was recorded. Am I doing okay? You with me? I'm going to get you someplace because I'm going to show you some stuff that I'm going to figure out how to do a conference around here. I'm going to get L.A. Marzulli in here because there is some unbelievable stuff. So go to number 5 real quickly. Go to number 5. What is this? Number 5. What is the lost empire of Tartaria? I talked about that a little bit yesterday. That's what really got me going in the mud floods. See, Coach, what are you talking about? I didn't hear about any of this stuff. I know. That's my point. What the heck? The lost empire of Tartaria may have more roots in the modern world than we realize. Really? This is December 25th, 2023. What? So just scroll down through, because I don't want to take the time to do all this. The Tartarian Empire was over in the Russian Empire. Okay, stay with me. I don't give you a hit. So a lost empire. And what do we find? Can you just keep scrolling down, Spencer, because I want people to see this. Huh? What is Tartar? Tells you what it was. What's it, why they use the term erasing an empire. People who believe, back up. People who believe in the Tartarian Empire, go up one more, contend it was once a sophisticated worldwide civilization with impressive architecture. Because such an empire is not mentioned in, dare I say it, prehistory books. Conspiracy theorists claim that it has been intentionally erased. What about the mud flood? I'll put this in the chat. I'm not going to take time to do this. What famous landmarks are part of the Tartarian Empire conspiracy? Theories. Look at this now. Notre Dame de Paris is one landmark that conspiracy theorists believe was created by Tartars, not French craftsmen in the 1100s. So in other words, a prehistory that we don't know about. And notice how they continue to say a need to believe the Tartarian Empire conspiracy theory is relatively new, particularly when compared to the UFO conspiracies of the 1950s. Okay, look, put it in the chat, read it on your own. Here's what I'm trying to get you to. Okay, so go to number six. I want all of you, if you want to know more about, no, let's do this. Let's do this. Sorry, Spencer. Go to Genesis 6. Genesis 6. And it came to pass when men began to multiply on the face of the earth, that daughters were born unto them, and that the sons of God saw the daughters of men that they were fair. They took them wives of all which they chose. And the Lord said, my spirit shall not always strive with men. There were giants in the earth in those days and also after that. What does that mean? What does that mean? There were giants in the earth in those days. And off to Asher. When the sons of God came, when these fallen angels, you probably never heard this in your church. When the fallen angels came into, in other words, had relationships with the daughters of men, and they bare children to them, the same became mighty men, which were of old men of renown. So Genesis is talking about the sexual union of a fallen angel and a human woman. What? When it happened, God saw the wickedness of man, which was great in the earth. God said, I can't believe they'd do that. And that every imagination of thoughts of his heart was only evil continually. God repented and he made man on the earth. Grieved him in his heart. And he said, I'm going to destroy man, whom I've created from the face of the earth, both man and beast and creeping things and the fowls of the air, for it repenteth me that I have made them. And isn't it interesting? Noah found grace in the eyes of the Lord. So what did God do to get rid of these, can I call them giants? What did he do to get rid of them? He started hanging out with his boy Noah. And what did he tell Noah? He said, Noah, build an ark, dude. I'm going to flood this place, and we're going to get rid of all these. This would be, by the way, what they call prehistoric. Would it not be? All right, taking you someplace. Bear with me. Go to, because we talked about Tartaria. I'm not going to go there. I'm not going to go back there. We did talk about the Decalogue stones. In other words, they found the Ten Commandments buried in Jacksonstown, Ohio, in Phoenician before Columbus sailed the ocean blue. Are you guys seeing it? Yeah. Wow. So my buddy, he's not my buddy, I'm not that great of friends with him, Fritz Zimmerman, pull up his Facebook page. You want to, folks, you want to do your own homework. You have to do your own homework. Fritz Zimmerman lives in Indianapolis area, Fort Wayne, and he is the expert on, do I call them giants? Do I call prehistoric, what do I call them? What do I call them? He is the expert. Go to, put this in the chat so you can go to Fritz Zimmerman's Facebook page. We're working on Fritz coming here and doing a presentation because we are in the middle of this Mound City. We're in the middle of it. Scroll down, Spencer, so they can see some of the things that they would find out on that Fritz Zimmerman's talked about. The snake effigies. He has all his marked and visited. Can you just scroll down? Just scroll down. What? Mothman. You guys ever heard of Mothman? Go ahead, scroll on down. How about, Eastern Mediterranean, mine and weapons technology found in the Upper Great Lakes region. What? Oh, yeah, they found weapons that were created in the Mediterranean up around the Great Lakes. And in his book, this is Fritz's book, which you can get online. Scroll on down. Scroll on down. Huh? Keep going. What about the, 8-foot giant Nephilim skeleton found in a Kentucky cave? Scroll on down. Scroll on down. Whoa. Why? That'd be right where I live. The giant mathematic isosceles triangle formed at Newark, Ohio by the Mound Builders. What? Mound Builders? Put that in the chat. You're going to have to do your own research. And then pull up Fritz's, number six, Fritz's YouTube page. You want to know some history that you haven't been taught? Spend some time on Fritz Zimmerman's YouTube page. What really happened in this area? We don't know. Why don't we know? Because it is, dare I say it, prehistoric. Look at the third one down, exclusive. Fritz Zimmerman and Ohio Mounds. There's L.A. Marzulli with him. Giants and Mounds in North America from Fritz Zimmerman. Giants, mathematicians, and the dark side of ancient America. Giants in America with Fritz Zimmerman. Hidden in the heartland. Fritz Zimmerman bonus interview. Folks, what are they not telling us? Or is it a purposeful, from what I understand, when they found these things, these skeletons, there are mounds all over. I keep coming, come here, I'll take you on a tour. There are mounds everywhere around here. And we believe them to be burial mounds, that they buried potentates or whatever in all these mounds around here. And what happens when they find one of those mounds? Does anybody know what happens when they find them? They take him to the Smithsonian, never to be seen again. Why? Because it would destroy all evolutionary history. If they were to be able to show these. Say, Coach, what's the point? The point is we don't know everything about history. We don't know everything about history. And we know this, Dr. Paul, that scientists say it, we believe it, that settles it. Doctors prescribe it, we take it, that settles it. Based on what? Based on what? What is pharmacology? Ancient architecture. Mud floods. Okay, pull up Tartaria again. Is that the last one? I'm going to open it up then. Hold up. Mud flood. Tartarian Empire. What? Oh, yeah. Yeah. Who? Hey. How'd they have the technology to build those buildings? Look at school then. How'd they have the technology? We couldn't do that today, could we? Could we do that today? Was there a mud flood? Scroll down a little bit, Spencer. I'm going to shut up here, man. I'm going to open it up because I know some of you have. Is it possible they understood the technology maybe even more than we understand it now? They understood it. This is what it looks like Ooh, a melted building? What? Scroll on down. How did they build these things? I don't know. I don't know. Tina, come on in. Put all these, by the way, hang on. Put these in the chat. Folks, do you just go do some research on your own? Do you want to, are you going to believe what they wrote you in the government history book? Or, Come on in, Tina. You got to unmute. Go ahead, Mel, while we're waiting on. There you go. Go ahead, Tina. No,
she didn't come in.
Come on, Mel.
All right. So I think about this stuff a lot, and I just have a simple question.
Mel, let me stop you, Miss Mel, because you grew up in what they called the land of legend, Mound City, and all that stuff, and all the lies they told us about. You and I grew up in the midst of this, didn't we?
Yeah, no, I could have walked to the what they call the Great Circle Mound now. Yeah, it was, we would go sled riding over there. We had no idea what it was. But anyway, I just have a question about the flood and the mud flood, and if it's the same thing, because God destroyed what he perceived as wickedness. And I look at the beautiful architecture of Tartaria and I think, well, how could that be wicked? But then I think of, you know, the Tower of Babel and, you know, what we've been taught. So I sometimes scratch my head and wonder, that it's just a question for thought. Is the flood and the mud flood the same thing?
Yeah, is it? And was there, Mel, here's what's critical. It's obvious. Come on, folks. It's obvious. Somebody was here in 1492 when Columbus sailed the ocean blue. Where did they come from? Where did they come from? Johnny.
Yeah, I just wonder, the more we dig into all the history and everything and set aside all the man-made makeup, this and that, throughout history, the big picture in my mind is it's one record and it just keeps being played over and over again. And we're uncovering things that probably initially were trying to be suppressed, trying to be hid. But this has all happened before. Sure. I mean, the things that they're unearthing down in Egypt, underneath those tombs.
That's right. Huh?
I mean, it's such advanced technology that, it just reveals itself. I just want to point that
out.
By
the way, somebody help me out here. Doesn't the Bible say there's nothing new under the sun? I'll never forget when I went to hey, Spencer, see if you can real quickly pull up a picture of the circle mound in Newark. Circle Mound. That's what they call it, isn't it, Mel? Circle Mound? Just say Circle Mound, Newark, Ohio. There it is, okay? There it is. Now, the Newark Circle Mound, Spencer, I'm pointing second row. There, right there. Folks, look. Look. See this picture here? This is a drawing or an artist rendering or whatever of this mound structure in Newark, Ohio. You see the circle mound down here at the bottom, but it is directionally connected with another mound up here and another mound to the west. You understand this? This is an actual blueprint of what the mounds look like from on high, right? How did they do this? See, they want to tell us that the Indians did it. They call them the Indian mounds, as if the Indians could do that. Because we know this, you have to go sit high to look low. When I was a football coach, we had a guy, one of our assistant coaches was up in the press box. Why was he up in the press box? Because he was above everything. He could see down. I was the football coach. I was on the ground, and everything was flat to me. I couldn't see anything. And I would talk to the guy upstairs and say, how are they lining up? And he up there looking down would tell me how they were lining up. So folks, is it possible that whoever created these things was up high looking low and created them in a perfect geometric? See, they don't even talk about this. They don't even talk about in the Licking County schools, which is where we are. Wouldn't you think that this would be the hotbed of all of these mounds and the Alligator Mound and the Fairmont? Okay, do that one, Spencer. Fairmont. F-A-I-R-M-O-N-T, Fairmont Mound. Fairmont Mound. It's right over the hill from me, the Fairmont Mound. There it is, right beside that church. Click on that thing. No. Go back over the first one. Boom. Yeah, click on that. That's a picture as it is today. They say the Fairmont Artificial Mound. What do you mean artificial mound? It's a burial mound right beside the church that, by the way, you're not allowed to excavate it because they're afraid maybe you might find an Indian laying in there. These things are all over the Midwest in this area. Somebody's been lying to us. Michelle.
Wow. Yeah, you've been doing some digging, Coach.
I live it, man.
You know, and, you know, just what think about what's happened in Lahaina, you know, with these directed energy weapons, melting things.
Yeah, they know something we don't know, don't they, Rochelle?
Yeah, this technology, this is old technology. Stu Peters put out a documentary called Old World Order. Old World Order. And it shows you these star forts. It shows you the world fairs. It shows you the ice palace. These things are impossible. We did not build them. And what you got me thinking of is when we invaded Iraq. Okay. So we all know 9/11 was a scam. Okay. But